The Massive Survey 16, The Stellar Initial Mass Function in the Center of Massive Early-Type Galaxies, by Menggu et al. The Stellar Initial Mass Function, IMF, is a fundamental property in the measurement of stellar masses and galaxy star formation histories. In this work we focus on the most massive galaxies in the nearby universe log, M_star, M_a dot, greater than 11.2. We obtain high-quality Magellan LDSS3 long-slit spectroscopy with a wide wavelength coverage of 0.4 meteru-meter minus 1.01 meteru-meter for 41 early-type galaxies, ETGs, in the massive survey, and derive high SN spectra within an aperture of R_E8. Using detailed stellar synthesis models, we constrain the elemental abundances and stellar IMF of each galaxy through full spectral modeling. All the ETGs in our sample have an IMF that is steeper than a Milky Way, Krupa, IMF. The best fit IMF mismatch parameter, alpha_IMF=MLML_MW, ranges from 1.12 to 3.05, with an average of Langille alpha_IMF_Rangel=1.84, suggesting that on average, the IMF is more bottom-heavy than Salpeter. Comparing the estimated stellar mass with the dynamical mass, we find that most galaxies have stellar masses smaller than their dynamical masses within the 1 sigma tera uncertainty. We complement our sample with lower mass galaxies from the literature, and confirm that log alpha_IMF is positively correlated with log sigma tera, log M_star, and log M_dyern. The IMF in the centers of more massive ETGs is more bottom heavy. In addition, we find that log alpha_IMF is positively correlated with both Mg, Fe, and the estimated total metallicity, Zh. We find suggestive evidence that the effective stellar surface density σTerra_Krupa might be responsible for the variation of alpha_IMF. We conclude that σTerra, Mg, Fe, and Zh are the primary drivers of the global stellar IMF variation. This was the Massive Survey 16, The Stellar Initial Mass Function in the Center of Massive Early-Type Galaxies, by Menggu et al.